I turn into the princess and I do any grant every one of your wishes. And he looks down into the little frog's eyes and he says, meaning no offense, ma'am, but at my age, I believe I'd rather have a talking frog. Ladies and gentlemen, Roy Bookbinder.
I'll fix it from here, thanks. There, now I can see you. Boy, there's a lot of you out there. I hope you're friendly. Need more guitar up here. You call me a dog when I'm gone. Lord, Lord, it's old black dog when I'm gone. When I get home with a $10 bill, is daddy where you've been so long? Well, I've been all around Kentucky in the state of old Tennessee. And where I laid my hat down, why, that would be home for me. See, that train is coming, carrying my baby away. It's going all far, I said, to leave me, and never coming back my way. Yes, call me a dog when I'm gone. Lord, Lord, it's old black dog when I'm gone. But when I get home with a $10 bill, who is daddy where you been so long? Pick it, Roy. Gotta close my eyes when I play that part. It scares me to death. In a minute you're gonna hear something to make you feel real good, but not right now. My daddy was a gambling man from the state of old Tennessee. He taught me to bet all of my money, ooh, Lord, on an ace, a jack, a deuce, and a tray. See that train, I said, it's coming, carrying my baby away. Who is going all far, you know, to leave me and never coming back my way? Call me a dog when I'm gone. Old black dog when I'm gone. But when I get home with a $10 bill, is daddy where you been so long? Yes, you call me a dog when I'm gone. Lord, Lord, it's old black dog when I'm gone. But when I get home with a $10 bill, is daddy where you been so long? dog. Thank you very much. Standing up tonight just to show you how versatile I am. I learned a lot from a lot of pickers, you know. I knew the old Reverend Gary Davis. That's where I got my religion from. The old Pink Anderson, that's where I learned how to gamble. Speaking of which, I like to do a little song now that I still don't know which one it's going to be. This is kind of a improvised situation I'm in. A lot of people plan what they're going to do when they write it out on their guitar. Sometimes I wished I did that. Because if I did, I know what I'm going to do right now for the second song. I think I did the first song already. And looking back upon the experience, I might have done it as the first song last night, because I didn't have a list then either. And no, I did it as the first song this afternoon over on the marble stage, but as I was singing that song, I was wondering if I did it as the first song last night right here, and that wouldn't be a good thing to do. Maybe I should start to write these things down. It's also the first song on my live record just came out. I'm going to have to mix the show up a little bit now that I've recorded a live show, I guess. Well, I got time for another song, and I'll do it. This here is a song about the blues. Everybody gets the blues sometime, you know. Isn't that so? Not a great response. I was touring with the great B.B. King and Bobby Blue Bland in the state of Florida way back in 1983. And every night I'd study the great masters of the blues and try to learn something, even though they didn't play acoustic guitars. And B.B. King would get out in front of those huge crowds, playing such wonderful halls as the Peabody Auditorium in Daytona. And he'd say, "Everybody gets the blues." And the crowd went berserk. I saw 300-pound women faint. And from where I was standing off the stage, I thought, I'm going to put that into my show. And the response has not been terrific. But let's try it again. Everybody gets the blues sometime. That's good. This here is a song written about the last time the King of England had the blues. Now, some people have the blues less often than others. Now, it's been rough on the young princes over there in the UK. The last time the King of England had the blues was 1936. In 1936, King Edward was involved with Mrs. Simpson, a twice divorced woman from America. And this was frowned upon by the powers above. Now, back home in Polk City, Florida, we always figured if you made it to King, that was it. But what do we know, 29.5 miles from Disney World? Not much. Apparently, they had a big meeting at the castle one night. The royal mother was there, and the royal father, and the big guy from the Church of England, and they said, "Edward," that's what they used to call the King of England, the powers above. He said, "Yeah." They said, "You got to give up Mrs. Simpson." He said, "But I'm crazy about this gal, and I'm the King of England." They said, "Well, you might be crazy about it, but everybody's talking about it, and it's making front page in all the newspapers, and you're setting a bad example for the royal subjects, and we are the powers above." And he looked at them, and they said, "You have a choice right now. You either give up Mrs. Simpson or you give up the crown." Just try to picture that. They're sitting around a coffee table in the castle, you know. He took the crown off, set it down on the coffee table, and walked out. Him and Mrs. Simpson spent 25 beautiful years together before he passed away. They spent the best part of World War II right here in Palm Beach entertaining people for a fee. I don't know what that makes them, but King Edward had the blues. This was an international scandal. Newsboys were shouting on street corners, King abdicates throne for love of Mrs. Simpson. The legendary blind guitar player Willie McTell was singing out in front of a Piggly Wiggly in Atlanta, Georgia. Had a tin cup tied on the end of his guitar. And he heard the Newsboys shout the headline, and he was so moved, he immediately put this song in his repertoire. That's a French word. I've been overseas picking up the lingo. He called this song the King Edward Blues. Sometimes he called the very same song, Baby, It Must Be Love. I recorded it under both titles on different records over the years. Nobody knew till I got home they already had that dog. It's actually been re-recorded again on the Live in Concert album, and I was going to call it Wally and the Duke. But I didn't want to get caught on charges of misrepresentation, so I think I called it Baby, It Must Be Love again. Or it might have been the King Edward Blues. I hadn't seen the new record for a while. Could I get more guitar in the monitor here, please? The monitor, those speakers right there, they're really far away from me, and I can't hear my guitar too good. That's pretty good. This is the King Edward Blues. You ready? Boy, this is a good crowd. I wish you were on my live album instead of them dogs that were. I said, tell me, honey, won't you tell me, please? Is my lover hard to please? I'm getting groggy in my knees, baby, it must be love. Well, I don't like your little suits and ties. They don't ever seem to harmonize. They don't match your big brown eyes, baby, it must be love. Well, I hear them church bells ringing. I see those visions clear. I hear those birdies singing. There ain't no birdies near. Well, tell me, honey, won't you tell me, please? Is my lover hard to please? I'm getting groggy in my knees, baby, it must be love. I said a funny feeling oozing up my spine to my head like cherry wine. It makes me think that the world's so mine, baby, it must be love. Yes, tell me, honey, tell me, please. Is my lover hard to please? I'm getting groggy in my knees, baby, it must be love. I said a rich man, a poor man, a beggar man can make you give up everything. When you feel that sting, baby, it must be love. Yes, I hear them church bells ringing. I see those visions clear. Well, tell me, honey, won't you tell me, please? Is my lover hard to please? Why I'm getting groggy in my knees, baby, it must be love. You know it made a preacher put his Bible down. It made a rabbit want to hug a hound. It made King Edward give up his crown. Baby, it must, baby, it must, baby, ooh, it must be love. That's all. Thank you. I'd like to do one now by, this is one of them songs that's hard to tell who it's by, because it's kind of an old traditional song. Means you don't have to pay royalties. I just heard Johnny Cash's new album, recorded with one guitar and Johnny Cash sitting in his living room, and it's great. And he did a version of this song, which I thought was pretty cool. And Bob Dylan's new album's got him and a guitar and a harmonica in that song. I think maybe this is going to come into fashion. I hope. I got my eye on beachfront property. I learned this song when I was traveling with the late, great Reverend Gary Davis. And he told me that, he said, way back in the early 1900s down in South Carolina around Greenville and Great Court, there wasn't a whole lot to do. And on the weekends, the men would drink and gamble, and the women would go to church. I said, not much has changed. He said they were, in Greenville, South Carolina, down around there, he said they were two wild women. One, her name was Delia. And she got in a card game one night and lost a pile of money to one man and won a pile of money from another man. That other man pulled out a gun and killed her. It's upset a lot of the people around there because now there was only one wild woman. Now, I've been to Lawrence County, South Carolina just this year, and I'll tell you, there ain't no wild women now. Progress. It's really a sad song. Reverend Davis didn't sing these kind of songs a whole lot. Because he was a preacher. And of course the deal was that he sang Christian songs. But sometimes I'd get him late at night to tell me what it was like in olden days. And he told me, Delia, Delia, she was a gambling girl. Delia was a gambling girl, but you know that she done laid her money down. And all the friends I got in this world are gone. Delia's mama wept. Delia's daddy moaned. They wouldn't have hated it quite so bad if their Delia only died at home. All the friends I got in this whole wide world are gone. Delia, Delia, why didn't you run that night when Cuddy come chasing after you with that flaming 44-6 gun? Ooh, she's all I got. All I got gone. Men in Atlanta, they're trying to pass for white. Delia, my darling, you know that girl. Lord have mercy, she's 6 feet out of sight. She's all I got and gone. Rubber-tied carriage, a double-seated hack, carried Delia down to the graveyard, but they never brought that poor girl back. And all the friends I got in this whole wide world are gone. You never had no time for me. She's all I got and gone. Thank you very much. Thank you for everybody for being here. Thank you for all the organizers. I'm not going to start naming names because I won't remember everybody. Special thanks to the Friends of Florida Folk Music who sit up there selling everybody's CDs and cassettes. And Friends of Florida Folk Music keeps folk music alive throughout the state 24 hours a day, 12 months a year. And you can go up there and become a member for a nominal fee and get newsletters telling you where the folk singers are going to sing in your towns throughout the state. And I think they do a heck of a job up there, and special thanks to them. This is a song I wrote for Reverend Davis. It's called "He Was a Friend of Mine," and sometimes I call it "While He Served His Time." Of course, Reverend Davis sang his songs on the streets for many years before he hit it big. He sang his songs on the streets for years, for nickels and for dimes. He preached the words of Jesus and he drank a little wine. Traveled around the country, he sang a song for you. In a song for me, he was a friend of mine. Now he never wanted nothing while he served his time. He taught us all to see the light, although that he was blind. Need someone to listen, the old man always had the time. I said that he was a friend. Mine. Now death don't have no mercy. Took that friend of mine. Sometimes I don't know where I'm going, and I feel like I am blind. He said, put your faith in Jesus. The world could be so fine. Oh, I said that he was a friend of mine. Now he belonged to the band, and he sang his last song somewhere. He said, let us get together, children, right down here. He was a voice in this world. He was a voice we all could hear. I said that he was a friend of mine. Never wanted nothing. While he served his time, he told us all to see the light, although that he was blind. Need someone to listen, he always had the time. I said that he was a friend of mine. Death don't have no mercy. Took that friend of mine. Sometimes I don't know where I'm going, and I feel like I am blind. He said, put your faith in Jesus. The world could be so fine. Ooh, he was a friend of mine. Told me about his boyhood and about hoboing on them Georgia trains. He laughed about Mr. Prince Albert Tobacco when his faith hit most his pain. I can't forget that old man with his guitar's hat and cane. I said that he was a friend. He was a friend. He was a friend of mine. Thank you. I wonder if somebody could bring my other guitar out. It's in a gray case sitting over there, I hope. That's where I put it. plays sitting down too. About that. This guitar's too heavy to play standing up. This is a song another old friend of mine wrote, Jesse Babyface Thomas. Now, I apologize for the ones I blind in the front row. But I'm getting a look at you. Nasty looking group. My first good look at you here. What? Who's that? Jesse Thomas recorded in 1927 when he was 17 years old, and they called him Babyface Thomas. I spent years in Louisiana looking for Babyface Thomas. Finally found him. Lots of wrinkles. He said, ain't nobody called me Babyface for 52 years. Recorded in the 40s as Jesse the Blues Troubadour Thomas, and still an active musician at 87. He played the New Orleans Jazz Festival this year and the last 5 years in a row. This is a song he recorded twice. I asked him when I met him, I said, I always wanted to record this song, but I wanted your permission. I said, maybe, you know, we'll have a big hit. The record company sends you checks biannually. Jesse looked at me, he said, go for it, man, go for it. I'm proud to say he does get checks biannually. Not great big ones, but tickled him. He said, I saw you do my song on Nashville television with Ralph Emery. He said, that was one of the highlights of that show. I was playing a lot in Nashville. They were calling me the next Grandpa Jones. Everybody was real friendly to me back at the Opry except Grandpa. I'm a patient man, though. I have a big time back there at the Grand Ole Opry now. They don't know what to make of me, but I got some great friends back there, Stonewall Jackson and little guy, what's his name, Jimmy Dickens. Mr. Acuff, may he rest in peace. He was crazy about me. Old Roy Acuff says to me, Book, he says, I like your style. There I was backstage at the Grand Ole Opry. He says, you on the program tonight? I said, Mr. Acuff, I ain't on the program tonight, and I ain't never been on the program here at the Grand Ole Opry, but if you need me, holler. Boy, I thought he'd choke laughing so hard. They said I'm going to play it, but I haven't been hanging around Nashville much anymore. I'm getting back into my blues roots. I got my Nashville hat on tonight, though. The song's called You Never Find Another Friend Like Me. When I recorded in Nashville with the great Jerry Douglas playing dobro, me playing a national steel guitar, Stuart Duncan on the fiddle, it was hot stuff. Thought I was going to be a star in Nashville. Of course, I might be and not even know about it being way over here. You miss a lot living in a truck. One of the most fun things to do at this festival is when you're sitting on stage to watch the bugs walking around here. Like, they don't really know what's going on. This one here's got his wings out and he's dancing around on his head. It's like he's possessed. And that one over there, I'm not even going to say what he's doing to that one. There's more bugs on this stage than I've ever seen on a stage. It's really quite amusing. I mean, they could do one of those nature shows on TV right on this stage. This bug here is really out of it. Now he's rolling around on his back. I was playing a club over in Palatka that I think he was there in a different life. Go, I said, way up north, or you may go way down south, you may go way out west, you may go way back east, no matter where you go, you never find a friend like me. Can you sing that? You may go way up north, You may go way down south. You may go way out west. You may go way back east. No matter where you go, you never find a friend like me. Anytime you all alone and blue, please hurry home, won't you? I'll be waiting right here for you. Baby, can't you see? No matter where you go, you never find a friend like me. You may go way up north. You may go way out west. You may go way back east. No matter where you go, you never find another friend like me. I said, if you love me, baby, like I love you, put your arms around me, won't you? Make my dreams come true. Baby, can't you see? No matter where you go, you'll never find another friend like me. You may go way up. You may go way down. You may go way back east. No matter where you go, never find a friend like me. Anytime, said you all alone and blue, please hurry home, won't you? I'll be waiting for you. Baby, can't you see? No matter where you go, never find a friend like me. You may go way up. You may go way down south. You may go way out west. You may go way back east. No matter where you go, never find a friend like me. I said, if you love me, baby, like I love you, put your arms around me, won't you? Make my dreams come true. Baby, can't you see? No matter where you go, never find a friend like me. You may go. You may go. You may go. You may go. No matter where you go. I said, if you love me, baby, like I love you, put your arms around me, won't you? Ooh, make my dreams come true, baby, can't you see? No matter where you go, never find a friend like me. Thank you. Thank you. I got time for only one more song. I don't want to do it on that guitar. I really shouldn't have carried that down just to do one song. I should have done two or three, but all of a sudden the time's running out, so I'm going to go back to the wood guitar and stand up. Now, I've been living in the campground now for 3 days and three nights, and I love to camp out, and I always did. Of course, I camp out in I used to camp out in a great big bus. Now I camp out in a little 22-foot bus. Got air conditioning, microwave oven, color TV, VCR. I got videos of all sorts on board. I got a shower and a toilet, 4-burner stove, 2 double sinks. Like to get near nature. Every winter I get down to the Everglades National Park, you know, get that boy parked in there good, get a reserved spot plugged in, put the air conditioner on high, put on my hiking shoes, my walking shorts, my walking stick, my binoculars, my bird book, my sunglasses, my safari hat, and out I go into nature. I get about 40 yards from the bus and get bit by some kind of bug. Back to the bus. Lock the door, put the air conditioner on high, pop lunch in the microwave oven, grab a National Geographic video cassette of Life in the Everglades and pop that boy in my player. It's an incredible thing to be that near nature and have Lauren Green tell you about it. This is a song me and my friend Tom Moore from Alaska wrote while we were having one of our expeditions to the Everglades. This was my big country hit. It's called Let the Good Times Roll, or The Motorhome Song. Well, lately I've been getting this urge to roam. I'm gonna go out and get myself a motor home and say goodbye to the Pinochle Club and my job at Sears. I said, a heck with old security. The one thing that I can clearly see, the life I'm leading is far worse than my fears. Well, we gonna live like Charles Corot and just stay on the road till we've seen it all. And every time we stop, why, we'll be home. Said I'll never take you nowhere. I said, name it, darling, and we'll go there. I'll take you every place and be at home. Where traveling with you could be like heaven. Why, we could even make love in the parking lot of any 70. I said, baby, just you and me. Go just where we want to be. Let's sell a house and let the good times roll. Well, you could do the driving, I'll pick guitar, and if I keep on singing, I might be a star. Got a long way to travel, but honey, that ain't too far. Work in Paris, Texas, and Georgia's Rome. It won't be bad, cause I'll be right at home, and this traveling life, it sure agrees with me. Yes, traveling with you could be like heaven. Why, we could even make love in the parking lot of any 70. I said, baby, just you and me. Go just where we want to be. Let's sell a house. Let the good times roll. Weekends have never meant much to me because I just drank beer and watched TV. And on Sunday started dreading Monday and my week at work. Like all them folks on my TV, I was scared that it could happen to me, that I might wake up one day and be a jerk. Oh yes, traveling with you could be like heaven. Why, we could even make love in the parking lot of any 70. I said, baby, just you and me. Go where we want to be. Let's sell a house. Let the good times sell a house. And let the good times sell a doggone house. And let the good times roll. Thank you so much.
Okay, let's hear it for Roy Bookbinder. Good job, Roy. All right, and now you're in for a real treat. It's going to take a few minutes to set up here. If you haven't had a chance to hear Aubrey Jen and Friends, you're in for a real treat of something completely different. Just to tell you a little bit about this, in Aubrey's church, which is... It has a long name, but the short name is the House of God. The electric steel guitar is the lead instrument instead of the organ or the piano or something like that. It's the electric steel guitar. Aubrey is a second generation player, or you could say sort of two and a half generations, because his father's brother-in-law, who was about 10 years older, got him started. So Aubrey's father's been playing for 53 years. Aubrey's been playing the gospel steel in church for 26 years, since he's 9 years old. The way I got onto this, about 3 years ago, my friend Mike Stapleton, who was a partner in the Banjo Shop, a music store in down in Hollywood, down in South Florida, that had a reputation for one of those, being one of those stores that you were looking for something odd or unusual in instruments, you'd go there. And the word got out if you wanted an old style, what they call lap steel guitar. It's not a pedal steel guitar. The old style lap steel that they haven't made in about 30 years. They used to keep some at the Banjo Shop. Well, Mike started noticing that some black men were coming there and buying these things. And he asked them what they were doing with them. They said, well, we play them in church. And he told me about it. I work up here at the Folklife Bureau. And started getting names and phone numbers. And it wasn't too long before the names and phone numbers led me to Aubrey Gent. He's one of the best players in the state. And indeed, one of the best players in the country. There's five gospel steel players that play at the national convention every year of Aubrey's church, which is up in Nashville, Tennessee. And of those five, three of them either live in, well, there's Aubrey and one other fellow here in Florida, then Aubrey's father, who was born and raised in Ocala and is planning on moving back to Ocala. Accompanying Aubrey will be on the drums Tim Williams from Ocala and Daryl Brundage on the keyboard. Daryl lives in Pensacola. Also want to mention that they do have tapes. They have a cassette tape up at the sales booth and also a few t-shirts left. Tonight, you're going to hear a good selection of gospel material, and just as soon as these folks get set up. Also want to mention that Aubrey is has been a master artist in our Folk Arts Apprenticeship Program. He's teaching Elton Noble, also of Fort Pierce, to play the gospel steel guitar, and Elton, of course, is also a member of the House of God Church. Aubrey kind of started in this field of folk festivals, started at the top. His first engagement that he got through the work of the Florida Folklife Bureau was at the National Folk Festival, which was held this past October and for the next 2 years in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The location rotates every 3 years. And Aubrey and Daryl were a big hit up there. And then Nick Spitzer from the Smithsonian, Radio Smithsonian, was so taken with their performance, he invited Aubrey and his father to play at the Folk Masters concert series up in Wolf Trap, Virginia. And that was on Good Friday, April 1st. Also would like to mention that Aubrey is one of five steel guitar players here in Florida that's going to be included on a tape that the Florida Folklife Bureau is doing. We've used Bill Dudley to help us do multi-track digital recordings live in church. There'll be a nice long 20-page or so booklet that'll accompany that. And that should be for sale the end of this summer, more or less, as soon as I get it done. Also have an announcement here. David Reddy, we'd like you to report backstage and see Susie Rudder. You have a key for her. Very important to a lot of folks in the campground. Are y'all just about ready? Okay. If you haven't ever heard this music before, it's nothing like really the Nashville sound, the country and western sound that you're used to. You'll hear that it's very much like gospel singing. As a matter of fact, Aubrey's uncle, Willie Eason, was known as Little Willie and his talking guitar when he started out in 1939, 1940. It's a very vocal sound, very much like the human voice. I've tried to ask Aubrey who his vocal influences are in his playing, and the most I get out of him is he tells me he tries to make his guitar sound like an opera singer. Y'all about set? I have another announcement to make. A lot of you have enjoyed the dancing, the fine dancing this weekend for all the festival goers. And that wonderful dance floor has to be taken apart. A lot of you that will be around tomorrow for the participants' breakfast will be taking the dance floor apart after the meeting that follows the breakfast, looking for volunteers. It'll only take a couple hours or so, and I sure would appreciate it because we're sure tired by then. Everybody's tired, and the more hands we have, the quicker it'll go. All right, let's have a big hand for Aubrey Gent, Tim Williams on drums, and Daryl Brundage on keyboard.
We say good evening. We are mighty fine, mighty glad to be here. I hope you enjoy this. We're going to start out with a number. Walk with me, Lord. Thank you.
The keyboards, need some bass for the keyboards. And bring Aubrey through the monitor mix. Our next song will be the hymn for the night. What a friend we have in Jesus. I have my wife here. We're going to bring her to the stage. Please welcome Miss Sheila Brundage from Pensacola, Florida.
Let's give her some. Give her a hand.
Everybody doing all right out there? What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer.
Yeah.
Is that all right? That's all right for just a little Sunday night service. The next song we're going to dedicate to the guy that we love so dear, Bob Stone, who introduced us to this fine new market. The song said, "Don't let the devil ride." If you let him ride, he might just want to take over and drive. Don't let him ride.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to do a cut from my album, I've Got a Feeling Everything. Now, we're going to do this fast song. Now, you, whoever said that, I can't see you, but you can see me. I want you to clap your hands. Put your hands together. I don't care if you're on 1 and 3 or 2 and 4, it doesn't matter. The drummer will carry a tempo. Just put your hands together. I got a feeling everything is going to be all right.
y'all want to ride a train, why don't you just wave your hand?
We're getting ready to leave you in a few minutes. We're going to take you back to old hymn written by the late Thomas Dorsey. A hymn called Precious Lord, Take My Hand. Now, Aubrey, now, I know it's late and you don't usually be in church this time of night.
It's late.
But I want you to pray. I want you to play Precious Lord like you do in church. You hear me, Aubrey? All right, I mean that. Play it just like you play in church.
Y'all want to hear me like I play in church?
Thank you.
that was pretty good. See, that was pretty good for you. That wasn't good enough for me. Now, I want you to squeal it like my mama would squeal it. That's how I want you to, you know, just like my mama used to holler out when she was in the kitchen cooking them biscuits. Precious Lord,
I don't know about his mama.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it now. For the grand finale, oh, when the saints go marching in. We're asking all the artists to come on the stage and help us to do this. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Aubrey Jen, and the gospel steel guitar. Supper's over. We sat down to feast on some of Mom's stew. And it was a fine meal, and I come away from the table very satisfied. And I look up, and I see the ghosts. And the ghosts look pleased. There's Thelma and Will and Jim and Paul. Joe and Al, all the people that played parts in this festival, they'll stay here when we leave, except for the parts of them that we're going to take with us. But you have an obligation. If you take a piece of this festival away with you, you got to bring it back. And your next available opportunity is at the 43rd annual Florida Folk Festival in the year 1995. Good night, and thank you very much.